My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live, Ricky.
You're going
to
Joan on me and make fun of me. I don't care.
I'm waiting for this. I'm going to buckle up.
Just here. Adds to my stress.
Okay, but. Good.
So a few weeks ago, I bought an 85-inch television from my buddy.
Right. He gave you a good deal, right?
He gave me a great deal. Perfect. He's just a good dude. He's in the business, and he bought a bigger television. He says, bro, I got this 85-incher if you want it.
Okay.
It's a Samsung. It's 2 years old.
All right.
Beautiful TV. $300.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing bargain.
I mean, it's a great deal. I mean, what are 85-inch televisions in Costco? $1,500?
Maybe.
I mean, now it's 2 years old. It's not brand new.
You could get some for maybe $1,000.
All right, so call it $1,000.
Still, it sounds like a great deal.
It's a great deal.
So my wife and I went, he was at the beach. He goes, all right, here's my code to my garage, but just go pick it up. So my wife and I picked it up. We put it in the back of her truck, and it was a pain in the ass to get into the truck.
Oh, well, I'm going to guess what happened.
It's heavy. Yeah. It's pretty heavy and awkward.
Yeah.
No, we got it over to the house, put it in the garage.
Safely. Didn't crack anything.
Safely. But then my wife was not happy. She did not want the TV.
It's way too big. She thinks it's ugly.
And I didn't realize how big an 85-inch television is until I saw it up close. I mean, when you go into a nice bar and you see an 85-incher, all right, from a distance, it looks big.
No, it's
going to
be great. Hold on. Are you going to put it in your media room? You should put it in your media room.
It's too big for any of my rooms.
That's not true.
It is.
That's not true.
You bought a monstrosity.
I bought a monstrosity. There's no room where it would really fit, even in the media room downstairs.
That's false.
And I'm telling you, I'm selling it.
You're flipping it. You're a TV flipper.
My neighbor got a bigger house than me. Okay. He said, I'll take that TV.
Sure. So what are you selling it for?
I'm just going to sell it for what I bought.
Okay.
I'm going to sell it back to him for $300. We have to carry it to his house today, and it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Why don't you at least charge an extra $100?
Well, because I told him. I told him what I bought it for.
Yeah.
So we got to carry it from my garage to his basement today. It's going to be 125 degrees.
Yep.
And I got to carry it, and it's going to be awkward, and we might drop it. But I had it in my garage for, call it, 3 weeks. Couldn't use it, and now I got to sell it.
I'm going to say, I think it's false. Now, I haven't been down in your room in a couple of years, but that room is plenty big enough. The TV is too small. It's plenty big enough.
It would be, but it would be outrageously big for that room.
I just don't think
so. And I'd have to have someone come in, take those freaking brackets off the wall, take that TV off, put it back on.
Being a hassle?
It would be a hassle.
Just get Mo to come over.
And it would be expensive to have someone come in there doing it.
Yeah, but you already saved.
Mo's specialty.
Well, I got to pay him.
You saved the boatload.
This would be
he takes rounds of golf as payment.
He has plenty of rounds.
Mo has been so appreciative of the business we gave you. He probably would throw you aside. It's too late now. You've already decided.
I already agreed to
do it.
But
you botched
it.
Every way around it.
Or did your wife determine it was too big?
No, I kind of did because in my family room, it's too big.
Okay.
In can't put it in my master. It's way too big for my master.
Right.
What's the current size of the one in the basement?
Oh, it's no. It's like when it came.
Oh, it's 65. It's
65. I mean, it's not even that much of a difference. It's it is, but
65 inch.
On both sides.
I remember the last. Maybe he's upgraded since, but I remember the last time I was in there, I was like, "It's too small."
I've got a 65. I put a bigger one in there. I need bigger.
You did what?
I need bigger than 65.
Why don't you buy the 85?
He's already sold it.
Yeah, why don't you nix the deal?
Plus, it's probably too big of a pain in the ass to go over to his house.
Oh, bro.
To load it in my car.
Cakes and actually have to go inside Jason's house.
In your car.
It's bigger than his.
It's not getting in any car. You got to rent a freaking U-Haul.
It's bigger than his.
Yeah,
Cakes' Nubs smart car. That's what JP and I did when he helped me pick up my 85-incher.
Yeah.
And I had JP sit in the back of the U-Haul.
I sat in the back making sure it didn't crack. Because the first one he bought cracked.
Well, the first one, they delivered it to me cracked.
That's right.
It had holes in it.
Hey, can you imagine Cakes on 495 in that tiny little clown car? Well, I mean, and he has an 85-inch TV strapped to the top. Right. And he's out there holding it like a mattress.
Bungee cords.
Left hand.
Like a mattress.
Yeah.
Cakes I'll get pulled over by a cop with a quickness.
So
anyway, I just didn't want to deal with the hassle, the extra expense.
I think it's the hassle that bothered you more.
Well, it's the hassle and the extra expense of taking... having someone come in and do that in my basement and then putting the TV
on
the wall.
When I, say
I wanted to put a TV just like on a you know
like
on my stand.
I know,
stand.
I know. Right.
You get mad when
like
I say credenza. This, but you're cheap.
in certain aspects, maybe.
Just put
I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap in everything,
he's more
but
frugal than cheap. Like he'll go out to a restaurant and buy people drinks. Like he'll do that.
Bro, he's drunk. He's under the influence.
No,
okay.
I spend so much money in all aspects of life.
Right.
It's not just going out to a restaurant. I mean, come on. You should see my car bills.
All right.
So anyway, you should see my four car bills plus personal property
tax. You've got four?
Well, we got four people in the family.
Ooh, I have another car. It's about to come off.
You're going to have, every one of your kids is going to have a car, my friend.
I don't pay for Kelsey's car.
Okay, now because she's working. But
I never paid for her car.
Why not?
Because I never bought her a car.
Why not? Didn't she need a car when she was in... in school? Well, actually, she was in New York.
Everybody just do what they want. But I bought my kids hoops.
My daughter is at Virginia Tech. She needs a car.
But I did
actually. My other daughter was at Virginia Tech. She needed a car.
I did actually cave yesterday and went to Oarsman Cars.
Mm.
They have a lot of spots in Rockville. OarsmanCars.com. And right. I was perusing because my son's doing this dual enrollment thing. And it became untenable to keep being able to drive him, pick him up from school, drive him to Montgomery College, drive him back from Montgomery College, and then I'm doing carpool over at St. E's. So I got to thank my man, Matt. I don't want to botch his last name. I'll just say Matt. Long time listener of the show. He took care of me with the Kia Telluride. I have never had faster car purchasing experiences than I've had with my last two, OarsmanCars.com. The Telluride, which I bought, I didn't even go to a dealership. Mm-hmm. It was just delivered to my house, signed a couple papers, boom. And then yesterday, I showed up with my son.
A nice
perk.
I showed up with my son at 12:30, and I was done by 2 p.m.
Nice.
Everything, financing, good all deal. That stuff, done.
All right. So you're agreeing with me. I mean, you bought your kid a car.
I did.
You're grilling me for it.
I don't have four, though.
But you know what I
did? You just accused me I'm four.
No, you're lucky because your daughter was in the city, so she doesn't really. Do your kids have cars?
Yes, but they're not in this when they're in the city. I was just sitting in my house or waste.
Right.
But what I did is,
but you have multiple, four cars.
So I had no, but I have no car bills because I just paid for them all in cash, and I just bought like $10,000 to $14,000 cars. I didn't buy.
Okay, well you spent money on them. Yeah,
mine's even under that.
I didn't. Huh?
I got him a 2016 Nissan Versa.
Yeah.
All right. So bottom line is
he was stupefied with a couple things.
I bought this TV for $300, and I'm selling it, walking it over to my neighbor's house like a dum dum. For $300.
By the way, they gave
just a pain in my butt.
Where's your neighbor live in relation to your house?
I don't know, like 75 yards.
So you and T are gonna be walking.
No, both be gonna be on the side of the TV. Yeah. It's awkward to carry it.
It's gonna be so awkward. 75 yards.
About that. Into his basement.
Those things are heavy because I remember hanging mine.
Yes.
You better hope that sidewalk is smooth, no bumps in it. No cracks, you step in.
And we have to go through his backyard. I'm not looking forward to
that. Hey, at neighbors.
That's another reason
if you have
I'm
neighbors
stressed.
That listen, please take video and send to me, EB Junkies.
I'm not allowing that.
I will Venmo you money for video.
Not
I will pay a ransom. I'll be like TMZ.
Hey, no, I need someone to Photoshop the picture of Bigfoot in the wild carrying a 85-inch TV.
That's so freaking big.
Bigfoot Send photo. It to me. EB Junkies, I will Venmo you a fee for the video.
But my wife really doesn't want the TV. So I mean, 50% of it is, well, probably 30% of it's because it's a hassle.
Yeah.
But 70% is because my wife doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm. But didn't she say that up front?
She did, but she didn't realize how big it was either until we got into the garage.
You just didn't listen.
He just got sized for that. I got sized because
he sent me a picture of it. He sent me a picture of it.
Great deal.
And it looked money.
Yeah.
But it was a picture on myself.
I would almost take it and put it in my bedroom. Who cares? It's massive.
It's massive.
I
should have told you about it before I agreed to sell it.
You did. You did. I heard you
talked about this
it.
Dumb TV like three times.
No. I should have. But you didn't know I was selling it to him. I should have told you I didn't want it, and you would have said, "Oh, I'll take it."
Didn't know about the resale.
I would defer to Cakes because you still have that 42-incher down.
No, I have a 65-incher, and it's not big enough. I need bigger.
You need big. I'm sorry.
Hey, why don't women understand guys' obsession with big ass TVs,
big, clear, silly TVs.
Sure.
You just have to.
It's a must have.
It's a need. Yeah. It's in our primordial brains.
You know how like women need like a purse or something? This is like the man's purse.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger, the better. I would take a 200-inch TV
is
if I could.
Never big enough. Right? It can never be big enough.
It can never be big enough.
Now for women, they're too big and gross, and they don't like them. And I don't know.
It doesn't fit the room. Doesn't complement the room.
It's ugly.
It's ugly. It's an eyesore.
I had to say, it's a different story. But I expanded our driveway so I could put a basketball hoop there. It was like World War III for me to get the permission because she thought it was an eyesore.
Why do women not understand that I want to see Malik Nabers catch touchdowns on a 100-inch TV?
Yeah.
It's just simple. It's the way men are wired.
I mean, what else are you going to look at? A picture?
Artwork? God forbid.
By the way, speaking of the purchases, so the one thing that my son was stupefied by is that there was no key fob. He was like, so how do you get in the car? I was like, this is a key, and you put it in the slot and
you
turn it.
What'd you get in 2016?
2016.
What is it?
A Nissan Versa.
Does it have a CD player?
I've never even heard of it.
It might have a CD player.
It's just no bells and whistles.
and whistles.
That's okay. You know what?
Did you check the safety ratings on it?
They should have hoopties.
Right.
You got a hoopty.
His feet hurt from his Fred Flintstone car.
Everybody in here drove a hoopty when we were that age.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single one of us.
My kids all had decent cars, but they were old. They had a million miles on them.
How long they've been unlocking cars remotely?
Oh, I know.
For 30 years, he's got to stick a key in it to unlock it.
be honest, my son's Passat is a combo, right? You have a Passat, right?
I do have a Passat.
The Passat is a combo, so you hit a button to open the things, but it also you hit a button and a key pops out of it.
Yeah.
I think that's how
that's how you start the car.
Yeah, you got to actually put a key in to start the car.
Is it an old school, thin, money metal key, or is it like a bulbous key that fits into like a...
What's a bulbous key?
Like, I have a 2016 Cherokee that has, like, a tweener key. It's like, it has a fob, but you still have to stick it into the...
Oh, right. That was a thing.
Into the
skinny
dashboard.
Key. That was a thing.
Skinny metal key? Skinny money metal key?
Right.
Weird.
I'm going to sell the car in a year.
I'm driving a tweener.
It's just going to last 1 year.
No, it's fine. It's a rite of passage
it'll
for kids to have a beater.
Smart.
You get the rust proofing.
Because he'll be going to college. I think you can have a car in most schools your first 2 years.
Yeah, there's always a way. Meg did.
There's always a workaround.
There's always a way. You find a neighborhood street or whatever.
Depends on the school.
If they want it, you know, whatever. Dude, you do you. I'm not telling you what to do. I just hate dealing with all that.
Right, the hassle. Right, you're grilling me about the hassle. You hate dealing with the hassle.
I don't like doing anything, though. I don't even like going to a gas station on the other side of the road. I don't like doing anything out of my routine.
I went to the gas station this morning, Cakes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
$12.99 I put in it.
That's hilarious.
That barely gets you to work.
Because I don't like... No, because I had like 80-some miles, so I know how many miles I need each day. So I just went $12.99. And because if I went to 1301, I'd have to go to 1399. I can't go over.
Oh, you're OCD.
That's my OCD.
You can't just hit the number. You can't go to 13.
I can't. Sometimes.
Can you end on like 80?
Sometimes 80, it's hard.
Can you end on 82 or just a random like 64?
No, that's not close enough.
No. Yeah. You can, I can. Okay. But if I'm at 6401, I got to go to 65.
I know he doesn't fill it up. I know.
But no. don't you hate? The idea that tomorrow or the next day you got to go right back to the same dumb place and stand there like a dummy.
I go in the mornings. Yeah, I mean,
it's just part of my routine.
Yeah.
You love gas stations.
Yeah. And like, banks.
You love banks and gas stations.
That's your thing. I don't love them, but I.
Kind of your thing.
I know it doesn't make any sense financially. It makes no sense financially. I just like the fact that I'm not putting in 65 bucks. I'm only putting 13 in.
He's very rote.
He doesn't even have the joy of going in and getting a soda or like gummy bears. He just loves filling up at the
end. It's a weird bit. But I will say my buddy Stumper, he used to do the same thing. He put $5 at a time.
Because he thought he was getting interest in his bank.
No, I don't put $5.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's a big dummy.
Oh, my God. All my friends are dumb.
Anyway, just add to my stress.
He thought the more the money was in the bank, the better he was doing. So he didn't want to give it all away to the gas station.
All right, don't forget, coming up in under 20 minutes, Dave Richard, fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com, will join the show here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.